I like that place. I was son of a cultivator.
Farmer.
Oh, really?
And go there to maternal uncle. They had so many horses. We used to go and ride in the horse.
He used to ride?
So many times. So Sri Guru used to go maternal uncle house for riding horse.
What crops did
you have?
Yes. And what crops was your father growing?
বলছি আপনার বাবা কি চাষ করতো?
ও অল
প্যাডি
ধান গম
হুইট
মসুরি
লেন্টেল
আলু ব্যাগন
ব্রিঞ্জেল
সো মেনি
ভেরি
কালচারাল ল্যান্ড
ফাদার হ্যাড টু গার্ডেন ওয়ার জ্যাকফ্রুট আদার ম্যাঙ্গো মোর দেন 100 ট্রিজ. And when he was a school boy, he'll take one bed on his carry on his head and put there, do his homework.
So many mangoes coming.
And I dropped out and he put full stomach yesterday.
There was no ban on anyone. All can come and say. Now not like that.
Yeah.
They sell
fruits.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
नित्यार्थी दीन वित्तीना दुर्लभीन आत्म मृत्युना ग्रहा पर्याप्त पशु भी काफी ते साधित चले
नित्यार्थी दीन वित्तीना दुर्लभीन आत्म मृत्युना ग्रहा पर्याप्त पशु भी काफी ते साधित चले नित्यार्थी दीन वित्तीना दुर्लभीन आत्म मृत्युना
But I could not hear.
Now, hearing now.
That is good. Your hand are eyes.
I know.
Very good, thank you.
Hey, last one.
Wait,
thank you all the time.
Man mana bhava mad bhakto, madhya ji mam namah kuru, mam vaishyasi satyam te,
kaun te ya?
Very good, very good. Where my daughter?
Oh, he just went to bathroom. Prema. Prema, she's not well.
Too much cooking.
Maybe tired.
What is the meaning?
Meaning? You said Nityartha Deina. Bitena, yeah. Wealth is a constant source of misery. Why? Here, Prabuddha, one of the nine Yogendras, is explaining to King Nimi. King Nimi, for the welfare of all living entities, is asking Prabuddha that. What is the process? How can a person who is entangled in this samsara, how can he obtain real happiness and come out of this samsara? So Prabhupada here first explaining how by identifying with this body, thinking we are male, we are female, and thinking that we can be happy by sense enjoyment and having so many things in this world, how this process is only a source of misery. Why? If we want to be happy in this world, we require so many things. Animals, house,
wife,
children, and have to work very, very hard to obtain some wealth, thinking that, oh, I will be happy by this, I can obtain so much sense gratification. And my children will make me happy, my horses, my dogs, they will make me happy. So by this process, yeah, only we are killing the soul, yeah. Durlabhenatma mrityuna, yeah, the soul will be killed forever. Why? Because no time to do bhajan, always absorbed from day and night to obtain wealth, to satisfy our family members, to look after our animals. And in this way we forget who we really are, we kill our own soul. Then it is said, griha aptaya apta pasubi, yeah. Then kapriti, what happiness, yeah, can be obtained by this? It is only a source of...
By wealth,
yeah,
we can obtain wife, husband, children,
animals,
vehicles,
house,
cars, and all these things.
Yeah.
They are coming from wealth.
Yeah.
So wealth is
source of misery.
Misery.
Because in the end, as we grow older, all these things will bring us only more and more misery. In the beginning, they bring little happiness, but in the end, so much suffering.
Yo.
Prabuddha Navayogendra is telling Maharaj Nimi that wealth is a constant source of misery. And it's very difficult to obtain. And when you do obtain it, then it is like killing your own soul. And all of those things that money gives, house, wife, husband, son, daughters, animals, etc., all of these things, how can they give you happiness? What happiness will they give?
Why I asked you to remember this shloka? What is the purpose?
Not to mad after money. And why you can kill them?
They cannot give you. So you must realize you are brahmachari. Especially for you and sannyasis. For also grihastha. For maintaining themselves and children and wife and husband, they can make some money. But a whole day, not like donkeys, making money, 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 money. Money, anyhow, to maintain life. And why? To do bhajan. If not done, he must suffer. What meaning?
Sri Prabhupada is saying to King Nimi that people think that money will give them happiness. But money is very difficult to get and very difficult to keep.
Yes.
And it is a constant source of misery.
It will come, but it will go. Like a reverse stream. Water comes and passes away. Possibly. Not same way.
And with money, you can make a home, have a family, relatives and animals, everything, but it only leads to misery. And through this, becoming entangled in this way, one is simply killing one's own soul. How can anyone be happy with something that is fragile and temporary?
Very good. Yo.
In this verse, it is saying that wealth is a perpetual form of distress. Is most difficult to obtain, and it is a virtual death for the soul. So what actual happiness can one gain by his affection for his wealth, which is expressed in the form of house, wife, children, his domestic animals, because all of this is temporary by nature, and the nature of the soul is eternal. So the soul can never be satisfied by these temporary things that he obtains. Tries to obtain within this material world.
Hmm.
Me? Yes. Here is explained in this verse how wealth is very dangerous, like can kill a soul, because wealth brings so much suffering, because your parents or your wife or your things that you got will ask you more and more, and you will be entangled more and more in material life. Therefore, happiness is not, wealth is not bringing happiness at all. And only happiness is coming from glorifying the Lord, glorifying the, staying with the, you know, in good association. And therefore, detachment for this happiness is very auspicious. This wealth is very auspicious for the soul.
Here, here Prabhupada is explaining to King Nimi, who is asking about the benefit for everyone, is how to become detached from material attachment. So Prabhupada is explaining that wealth is the cause of all misery. And why? Because by acquiring wealth, one becomes very attached. And wealth is coming and going, so it's temporary happiness. And by this attachment, it becomes very miserable, because by this wealth, also his family, his wife, children, his cars, his domestic animals is maintained. But ultimately, it's killer of the soul, because the body is temporary and everything related to the body is temporary. So at time of death, we cannot even take one hair with us. So what's the use of accumulating so much wealth, which gives misery and will not be eternally beneficial for the soul?
Manmana bhava?
Offer me your heart and your mind, and become my devotee. Offer me your pranam, and so I make you this promise that you will be free from this material world, and come to me.
Govinda.
You? Okay. Offer your mind and your heart in me.
No, this is my telling to Arjun.
Yeah. Okay. Krishna is telling to Arjuna that one person is absorbed his mind and his heart in him.
Manbana bhava means?
Bollo.
Remembering me.
Remembering me. No. Consider your devotee to be
Manmana bhava.
Madhaktam.
You should give your heart to me. Then we will be heartless.
Oh, okay.
Then what Krishna wants to do
to you?
Oh, he now does like that. If a man gives heart to Krishna, then what becomes? Mad.
Running after Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Give my heart back.
So like this, manmana bhava.
Mm-hmm.
Madhbhakto. If you cannot be like that in this
then
battlefield, then
be my devotee.
Devotee.
Mm-hmm.
Then Arshan, Sramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmaram.
Namaskar.
And if you cannot this also, Arjuna told, I cannot do in this battlefield.
Madhyaji.
Madhyaji.
Namaskuru.
Namaskuru. Oh, if you are not doing anything, then only, oh Krishna.
Pranam.
Pranam.
Dathasya medhi punarabhi janma Krishna pranamina punarbhavaya.
Now, next slok.
Karmani arohamananam
dukkha. Karmani arohamananam dukkha hattai sukhayasa. Parshet pak viparijasam mithuni charinam nirnam. Don't be here so many days. Otherwise,
you'll be in trouble.
Trouble for you. You'll be renounced.
Gurudev, this slok, even though I don't know the Sanskrit, I know the meaning that it is difficult to obtain obtain wealth and difficult to keep it.
And if you
it's more
difficult.
It's something good because I know this for in realized in my heart.
Thank you. That is why I'm telling.
Yes.
You'll be detached from world.
Yes.
So I am telling that, requesting that you should return back. Just today, after taking the
Sundar is already in trouble. He cannot go back anymore.
They want that you should be, Yashoda Nandan should be like them.
Yes.
But I fear. But if anyone has wealth, anyhow it will go. If you will keep in bank, after death your children will come and
take.
Gambling, drinking, bad works. So, if anyone has some wealth, they should expend this money in Krishna Bhakti attaining, like you are doing. If money coming, Nordic project, Bhakti project, publication, book, department, like this. Gaur Premanande.
Oh, brother. And the boys? Tasmat Guru Prapachyata.
Tasmat Guru Prapachyata Jigyasu Sri Uttamam Sabdi Parachan Isnatam Dhammanu Pasamasayam.
It is. Yeah.
Gauriya Kantahar.
Who will help you?
Your brother. Gaur Premananda.